Hello, family and friends. I'm here for day five and our last day on this series with Pastor Jerry Hageman. And truly do love having you on, Pastor. Thank you so much. This is our third or fourth time. I should have went back and counted. It's such a blessing having you. I just love how you study the Word of God and love to share the Word. And so, Father, we come today hungry for Pastor Jerry and what he has. Speak through him, Father, your precious Word. And we're ready to receive, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Greg. Pleasure to be with you and your listeners again. We've been in a series on the character of God and seeing that his character involves mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and love. I mean, you don't get any better than that.
Amen.
And so we've been talking for the first three sessions about how God's love for us supersedes any transgression, any sin that you or I could have ever done. Amen. All we have to do is come to him and be bold about it. You know what it says in Hebrews chapter 4? Amen. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Yep. Praise God so that you can receive mercy and grace and help in time of need. Yes. Amen. And that boldness is not arrogance. That means that I am so confident that my Father is going to forgive me, that I am not going to run away from him. I'm going to come and get my forgiveness, get the thing that I need right now. Glory to God. And so for the last couple of sessions, which is including this one, we've been talking about forgiveness to others. Amen?
Yes.
And so I just want to make this statement. Our ability to forgive others is not based on what is in us as a human being, but it is based on what God has empowered us with as a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
And so with that in mind, Ephesians 4:32 says this, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ, that's so important, in Christ forgives us. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we can be loving toward other people and forgiving them in the same way, and God will forgive them the same way he forgave us because we're in Christ.
Yep.
We are in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've got to think about this. Jesus died for every person because it was the will of the Father to restore every person to himself, regardless of their past.
That's right.
That is what most people, I shouldn't say most, some people, that is the reason they will not come back and receive the forgiveness they need because they consider their past so bad.
Yep, that's right.
They consider what they did so bad, whether or not it was before they were born again or it's even worse after.
Yep.
Amen. Because they think, how could I do such a thing?
Yep.
How could I be so insensitive to what God has done to me? He'll never forgive me for this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you that it says that there is only one sin that cannot be forgiven, that is blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Yeah.
Amen. You can be forgiven for anything and everything else.
Yeah.
Praise God. And so he forgave us and restored us, amen, because it was the Father's will to do so. So you got to think about this, and I know there could be some to think about this. Yeah, but that was Jesus. That was Jesus doing that. Amen. Well, yeah, it was. But let me open up your thinking a little bit more. Amen. When Jesus went to the cross, how did he die? Did he die as the Son of God, or as the Son of Man? Well, he done as the Son of Man.
Yeah.
Amen? He went to the cross as a man. This didn't take place in heaven. This took place on the earth, the very earth that we're on right now.
Yes,
amen?
Sir.
Different location, but the same earth.
Yep.
Amen? And you got to think about this. When he was hanging on that cross, there were people who loved him over here, weeping and wailing and whatever else. But there were many more people on this side who were jeering at him, who hated him with a passion more than probably anybody else at that time.
Yeah.
Amen. They absolutely hated him because of everything that he stood for. He stood for righteousness. He stood for goodness. He stood for love. He stood for the Father's desire to have a family again. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So when you think about this, you got to think about the last words that Jesus spoke. And he said this, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
That's right.
Amen. He said, forgive them. After he'd been brutally beaten, after he had been mocked, humiliated, nailed to a cross, experiencing pain that you and I could never even imagine.
Yeah.
But yet he said, Father, forgive them.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know. They don't realize that they are crucified. But yet, you got to think about this. This all had to take place.
Yeah.
If Jesus would not have went to the cross, there would not have been a payment for the sins of the entire human race.
Yep.
It couldn't happen. And we would be in the same way as the children of Israel were in the Old Testament. Amen? So it's very important for us to understand Jesus did this because this not only was the will of the Father, but it was the only way that salvation could come to any person from that moment on. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, forgiving someone who has done you a disservice is one thing. But to forgive someone whose full intention was to kill you, it's a total another one.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So I just want people to think about that for a minute. Amen? Now, there was something else, because I want to talk about forgiveness of someone who is a believer, just like yourself. Mm-hmm. Amen? And Peter asked the question of the day to Jesus in Matthew 18. Amen? And he said this in verses 21, 22. He says, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? How many times? Come on, give me a number. Seven. All right, you won't give me a number. I'll give you a number. Seven times? Amen. And Jesus replied, not seven, but 70 times seven. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you got to think about this. In our thinking, there has to be a limit to what we're going to endure. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, there's another place when Jesus said this. He said that if your brother sins against you seven times in one day, and each and every time after he sins, he comes back and asks your forgiveness, he said, you shall forgive him.
Yep.
That's not a request.
Yep.
That's a command.
Yep.
Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you know, you can't put a limit on the number of times forgiveness should be extended.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that were true, then there must be a limit to how much forgiveness God can extend toward us.
Yeah.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Amen? The Bible tells us, it says, judge not lest you be judged.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so it's very important for us not to think that we are in a different class than someone else is.
Right.
Just because they offended us, their offenses toward us are much greater than the offenses toward someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's human nature.
Yeah.
Amen. That's human nature. It is very important for us not to get tied up in that. Amen? Now, I want to read, I'm going to read this real quickly to you because it sums up everything that we've been talking about.
Amen.
It's in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. And I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. It says, but God, so rich is he in his mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which he loved us, even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. Amen. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he quickened him For it is by grace, his favor and mercy, which you did not deserve, nobody has, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. And he raised him up together with him, raised us up together with him, and made us sit down, giving us joint seating in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Then verse 7 says this, he did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor, amen, in his kindness and goodness of heart toward us in Christ Jesus. Wow. You don't get any better than that, my brother. Amen. I mean, that's how God demonstrated his love for us.
Yes.
By allowing us to be a part of his family. And if we mess up, there's a way of escape every time. Amen. Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus. I have been blessed to do this. And I pray that every person who is hearing me today will find the blessing of the Lord in this. We give you praise and honor for it, Father. We declare today that Jesus is Lord over the lives of every person, and we give you thanks for that. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Jerry. It's been an honor. Looking forward to doing it. Hopefully, we won't wait another year and five months, whatever that's been, I think.
Yeah, but, amen to that.
Thank you for being with me.
Thank you, sir.
Well, folks, you can contact Pastor Jerry at myoasischurch.com. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. You can contact our ministry at 812-449-8147. Folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.
Amen.